were sick, and you might say, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it he
got sick?
Got sick.
Got poorly.
Right. If they got overheated and chilled, you might say,
fevered.
Yeah. He must have
come down with something.
Okay. Taken.
Caught a cold.
Caught a cold, okay. Is it affected your voice? You'd say to make you
hoarse.
Might give you a
cough. Hacking.
Cough.
Hacking.
Yeah.
Cough.
Now, somebody who can't hear very well, you say they're getting a little
deep.
You might be out working out hard in the field, and you come in and you take your wet shirt off and you say, look how I
sweated. Perspired.
Yeah. You know, folks used to get a lot of these things. They'd come up on they'd have sores, you know, what do they call them? The things that come up on them?
Pimples?
Yeah, or these things would come up, you know, maybe on the back of their neck or something on their arm or something like that.
Bulls.
Yeah. Any other names for it? What if there were more than one there, you know?
Rash.
Rising?
Rash.
What would come out of them? All that, you have to get all that. Drain out all of
pus.
Pus. Now, you got some infection in your hand. Your hand got bigger than it ought to be. You say, my hand.
Swollen.
Swole up.
Swollen.
It's still pretty badly.
Swollen.
In a war, you know, somebody might take a, they might get a knife and they did what? They.
No, jab it, lance it.
No.
A ball.
Somebody came after you with a knife, they
stab you. Stab you.
Okay.
That fellow stabbed me.
It stabbed you.
Okay.
What did it make? It made a knife.
What?
A knife.
What, cut him?
Yeah. It'd make a knife or a bullet.
I don't know.
The place that it made.
Puncture.
Wound. He called it.
Wound.
Wound. Off.
A wound or.
Yeah. Now, old folks, maybe they used to have a, you know, they used to burn that skin out in there, that kind of a skinless growth or something that would grow in there.
Call it burning, you know, infection.
Yeah. You call that stuff proud, some sort of
proud flesh. That's flesh. It's under the, you know, it's under the skin. It's just lots of times it pull out when you, if you stick something in you, you know. And I've done it myself. You can stick it in.
Yeah.
Something with a rough surface will pull out. As it pulls out, it will bring out the fleshy, you know, cells and stuff with it. You know,
mm-hmm.
These. Cells itself, and that's what they call proud flesh. When it comes out past the surface of the skin, you know.
Hmm.
I stuck a, was in some junkyard up at Dumas there one time behind the Ford place up there, and I jumped out of a bus and jabbed a piece of chrome in the bottom of my foot. It went up in the bottom of my foot, straight up to the bone. When it pulled out a big old knot of proud flesh here, which you might call proud flesh. Proud to be out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hate.
Now, when you're treating a cut, you might go to the medicine cabinet, get out a bottle of it. Little stuff has